ladies and guys who like hearing crazy fucking stories. Crazy stories about fucking. Andy here, author of the best Tinder guide on the internet. This is the Kill You're in a Loser show. I don't actually have much of an intro to do here because this story kind of speaks for itself. I sat down with one of my mates, one of my longtime mates, who just did something absolutely crazy. He fucked some guy's hot 41-year-old wife in front of him. Cucking, whatever you want to call it, wasn't technically cucking. It's a bit of a clickbait title given the guy was into it, but holy shit, what a story. With no further ado, let's fucking go. Hope you enjoy it. Can you, do you want to just tell the story? Do you want to like...
Yeah, sure. I'll give it a go. So yeah, obviously like matched with this older girl on Tinder. She was like 41. So I had
Tinder Gold. She's pretty hot. You've shown me pictures.
Yeah, she was fit. So I had Tinder Gold and I set my max age to 99. So I don't miss like those girls that for some reason set their age to like 62, whatever it's going to be. So yeah, I saw this 41-year-old like match me and I opened up her profile. She was actually like fit, like she had a nice face, nice features and whatnot. So I'm like, all right, I'll just match and, you know, whatever. It's just another match, right? And then, yeah, opened her up with like your standard line, like, hey, such and such, you're sexy. You know, such and such, what are you up to? What do you do for fun? And yeah, it turns out that she actually wasn't in the city at the moment. She was, just traveling to some country town or whatnot. Mm-hmm. But she was going to be back next week. I'm like, okay, you know, logistics, Tinder, like everything's so wishy-washy. So probably in a week's time, like you would have even forgotten me. So I just let it, you know, tried to just ignore it and move on to the next match or whatever. But yeah, like a week later, she actually hits me up and she's like, oh, hey, I'm back in, you know, in back in Melbourne. Like, we should catch up. And I'm like, oh, yeah, are you free tonight? Let's go for drinks. And she's like, oh yeah, let's do that. Sounds good. We'll meet you at 7 p.m.
Wait. So she hadn't mentioned that she had a husband until this point.
No, like, okay.
What the fuck? You can't just say like we. I feel like that's not how you say it. You have to have it in your Tinder bio. You have to fucking mention like, by the way, I have a husband and he's gonna come. You can't just be like we.
So literally, like, okay, I forgot to mention, in her Tinder bio, she said, not looking for anything serious, NSA, right? Like, no strings attached, I think that means.
Yeah.
So I'm like, okay, so she's just looking for some fun. I thought she was just, you know, one of these older single women. Yep. So it was only at this point when she's like, oh, we'll meet you at 7 p.m. tonight. And I'm like, wait, we? Who's we? And she's like, oh, my husband is going to come along too. And I'm thinking, okay, like, don't go any further with this. This is already getting
weird
enough.
I'm about to get, like, gang raped, or I'm about to get, literally, like, kidnapped literally, or something. Yeah.
Literally. But I asked her, like, what do you mean your husband is coming? Like, what's the plan? And she's like, oh, well, we'll just meet you. And, yeah, if we like you and if the vibe is good, then, you know, you can come back to our place for some fun. And I'm like, sure, why not? So, yeah, finished off work because this was like afternoon, right? Like texting during work or from home. So yeah, eventually meet up with them at the bar, and I'm just like, all right, if this is like too weird, like I am meeting them at the bar, so from there I can just bounce, like it's no biggie. Meet them at the bar, and yeah, there she is. Actually, looks better than her photos in person. I'm like, wait. Are you actually the person in your photo? She was like the opposite of a catfish.
Yeah. I've like had that. Like, that's so rare, but like when it happens, it's amazing. It's like, bitch, you got to take better pictures.
Yeah, literally. Like in the pictures, she just looked like, you know, your kind of standard 40, 41-year-old lady. Yeah. But in person, she was, literally like a bombshell, like just a dime piece. So I'm like, holy shit. And then I saw the husband and he's just, you know, your random dude, like any other guy that you'll see on the street. And I'm like, okay, this is interesting.
Like he doesn't look like rich or anything. He's not like buff.
He's a bit buff, which is why I was like slightly apprehensive because I'm
like this guy's going into it. I'm just like,
going into it. I'm like, if this guy can beat me up, then I'll probably bounce. Right.
You're pretty big yourself. For people who can't see, like you hit the gym. You're pretty strong.
Yeah. Exactly. But yeah. I was just like, all right, if I get there and say that this guy could probably beat me up, then I'll bounce. So I get there and I see the guy, and he could definitely beat me up. But I still stay. Because once I saw the lady, once I saw, you know, the milk, quote unquote, I'm like, damn, okay. So this
dude,
is actually.
What yeah, if like she's like the distraction so that he can like take your kidneys or something?
I mean, yeah. Could have been easily heard stories like that. So yeah, shake the dude's hands. Yeah, we all sit around like one of the couches in this bar, and he goes and grabs drinks. And yeah, we just like getting to know each other. And like immediately the girl is just like, the lady's just like, you know, flirting with me, looking me in the eyes, like touching my arm. And you know.
Okay, what's the husband doing while this shit is happening?
So he comes back with his drinks and sits down, and he's like, starts drinking, and it's just like, you know, part of the conversation. Okay. Like, you wouldn't think, like, anyone looking from the outside in wouldn't think like we're on a date. We're just like talking about the weather, the sports, like just random shit. And for me, it was like very confusing because obviously never done anything like this before. Like,
yeah, I know. It's like you don't have a template. You don't know like what you're supposed to do.
Yeah. I'm like, should I just focus on the lady, or am I supposed to involve the dude as well, or or should I just shut up? Like, should I just shut up and let them interview me? Because like, yeah. I feel like they're the ones that are supposed to be leading or being the dominant ones in this situation. So,
dude, this must be how like every girl that my girlfriend Imogen and I date. This must be how they feel.
Yeah, literally. Like- Actually,
like, what am I supposed to do? What are the rules? No, that makes sense because half of them say that. They're like, what do I do? Like,
what do I exactly?
Am I doing a good job? Yeah.
Yeah. So, literally, like, halfway through our time at the bar, I asked the lady, like, oh, how am I doing? Right? Because I didn't know. Like, she said, oh, if the vibe is good, then yeah, obviously we'll go back to our place and have some fun. So, literally, same as your girls. I'm just like, so how am I doing, right?
Yeah.
You think the vibe is good? Like, you think this is going to happen? And yeah, she basically says like, yeah, we like you a lot. I'm like, okay.
Wait. Okay. I got to ask because this is like from a selfish point of view. Did they have some like code or something? Because Imogen and I have a code that we do like if it's a yes. So we both know if it's a yes or a no. Like, did these guys have any code, or maybe you just didn't pick up on it? Like, how does she know that the husband's cool with it?
Nothing that I picked up on.
Maybe they have some keywords, or they do some like hand signals.
I was trying to actually just glean from the husband himself, like, if he's okay with it. Because there was times where I was, like, talking with the girl, and I would, like, look over the husband and notice myself, like, trying to observe him, but...
Yeah. Is he going to let me fuck his wife? Yeah.
Literally. And I'm just, like, I catch myself, like, literally looking, like, staring into his eyes, basically, for, like, a couple of seconds too long, just trying to... Yeah. You know, gay where is that? And I'm just like, oh shit, snap back out of it. Yeah, exactly. But like, I don't know what his deal was or why he wanted to be involved in this or whatever, but anyway, that's for later. But so obviously we're at the bar drinking, everything's going good. And then eventually, like, okay, we haven't had dinner yet, so we're gonna go grab dinner, and yeah, we'll meet you back at our place in an hour or so. And I'm like, okay, cool. So then rational me is thinking at this point, all right, this is your last chance, right, to bounce out of this whole situation.
Before you get stabbed.
Like, you've had your fun. Like, you've had drinks. You've indulged.
Yep.
Let's get out of here. But I'm like, the curious side of me is like, nah, let's see where this is going to go. They go their separate ways, have dinner or whatever. I'm just chilling in the bar. And, yeah, eventually an hour was around, and I catch an Uber back to their place. And... yeah, I text the lady like, oh, yeah, I'm downstairs. And already I'm like, you know, scoping the corners, seeing like how I'm going to make my my great getaway, right? If she goes to...
Wait, did you tell anyone this was happening? Did you text any of your mates?
Texted you and texted...
Yeah. But like, I can't do anything. I'm across the other side of the country. I can't come save your life.
I know, right? But you're...
I mean, I guess I could call the police. But you didn't tell me where the address was.
I know. I wasn't counting on anyone coming to save me. I'm just like, this is it, right? If it happens, it happens. If I die, I die. But at least maybe like my mom.
I can put something.
Like, you could tell my
obituary.
Mom. Exactly. Like, so we know at least where it went.
He died. He died doing what he loves. Cucking other guys' wives.
Which apparently wasn't cucking. Like, someone replied on my post, like, oh, this is not cuckold. I don't even know. I thought it was cuckold, but apparently it's not.
Cuckolding means when you raise, like getting cucked means you raise someone else's child, technically. Sure, fine. But let's just use the word cuckolding.
Yeah, like for me, that's I feel like that's the word, right?
Yeah.
That's the only thing, yeah, I know how to describe it by. But yeah, so I let you know and then texted one other mate. Yeah. And this one was in Melbourne, so.
Okay, fine. Okay.
He actually lived in like the next suburb over as well. So.
Okay, good.
But yeah, so the husband comes down. And again, I'm like catching myself, like staring into his eyes, like trying to gauge like what's about to happen. And he's like, oh, how you doing, mate? And like shakes my hand. And I'm like, yeah, yeah, good, good. Like, you know.
Good. Just about to fuck your wife.
Like, obviously, like I'm not about to fuck your wife. And it's just, yeah, I'm just like, I can't even think straight, to be honest. But yeah, he leads me upstairs to their Airbnb that they're staying at.
Yeah.
And yes. Up another flight of stairs, and then I open the door, or he opens the door actually, because he's leading the way. He opens the door, and yeah, from around the corner immediately this like lady comes out in like a two-piece like lingerie set, like this black, and I'm just like, eh, like what? Like this is actually happening, I think, because I was expecting either I'm gonna see her like just sat down on a desk or something like that, or
yeah,
be just like knives and guns or whatever, like on the bed.
They steal your kidney.
Like, I don't know. Exactly. So yeah, she comes out in this like lingerie and I just like look her up and down, and she's just, yeah, literally got like the body of like an 18-year-old, like fit, like tight and everything. I'm just like, 41? Like I was just shocked. She's like, yeah, hey, welcome, you know, good to see you again, we're waiting for you. And I'm like, oh yeah. So yeah, she basically like grabs me at the hand, like pulls me into the room, sits me down on a chair that they had in there, and yeah, the husband just follows behind and lays down on the bed, right, in their bedroom. And yeah, basically she just like pulls up my jacket, pulls up my shirt, unbuckles my pants and starts giving me like head. And yeah, I was just surprised at how good it was,
as in like literally was.
Yeah, like literally the best I've ever received in my life.
Well, I mean, she's 41, dude, she's had a lot of years to practice.
I guess so But yeah, I was just like, no, there's no way you can be 41 and hot and have good head.
Right? Yeah, like I'm sure, like, even people listening to this people listening to this must be like, okay, this guy's so like full of shit. Yeah, but I can vouch for you, like we've been mates for years. Yeah,
yeah, yeah, exactly.
He's not full of shit.
So yeah, she's just there giving me head for probably what seems about like 20 or 30 minutes, because I'm just like, all right, you're leading, so I'm gonna let you go to the next step, like take it to the next step.
Yeah.
But yeah, she never does. She just seems to really enjoy like giving me head, and I'm like, I'm fine with that, right? And from time to time, like the husband is still there on the bed, and I catch myself again, like looking over at him, like just seeing what he's doing.
Yeah.
And he's just like just chilling, just watching. Like he's not jacking off. He's not taking any of his clothes off. He's literally just sat there. Like
watching. I tell you why, my friend. Because you're the foreplay. As soon as you leave, he would have fucked the shit out of his wife. I bet you.
Yeah.
I bet you're the foreplay, actually, man.
Yeah, you're probably right. You're probably the foreplay.
I've done that with Imogen before. I've done that plenty of times. Where it's like you fool around with the girl, you make her feel good, you make her orgasm and shit, and then the second she leaves, you fuck each other's brains out. Yeah.
You're probably right about that, actually. But yeah, what was I going to say? Made eye contact with him a couple of times, and like mid-head, right? And then sometimes he just like replies like, amazing, right?
Okay, is that weird? Because it's like you're in this like sexual experience, but then at the same time, like because the dudes there, it's like two dudes interacting, and so like you're being bros, like, but it's also his wife,
exactly.
So it is sexual, and he's obviously getting some pleasure from. Yeah, it's like both.
It was a massive mindfuck.
Yeah,
I was so confused, but he'll be like amazing, right? I'd be like, fuck yeah.
What do you want to fucking Yelp review? Yeah, it's good hair. Thanks,
oh
bro. Like,
gosh. So that happened a couple of times, but eventually, like, I'm distracted enough by the head. And he's like basically not doing anything, just laying there. Like, he basically fades into the background and becomes like, you know, part of the scenery, part of the furniture.
Yeah.
So I'm like, okay, that, you know, makes things easier for me. And then, yeah, eventually I got like the courage and I was, you know, starting to get a little bit bored of the head. So I was like, all right, let's see how far I can take this because this might actually happen now. So I start to like put at her bra and like maybe pull down a strap or two and then like glance over at the husband to see if there's like a reaction.
Yeah, make sure
or
he's not going to like stab you. Don't touch my fucking wife, bro.
Exactly.
Head only, bro.
Exactly. But no, just. Yeah, the girl's like, you know, she likes that. So I was like, okay, let me pull down the other bra strap. And yeah, she liked that too. And yeah, eventually she basically just like gets up, puts my hand down her in her panties, right? And I feel like how wet she is. I'm like, oh damn, like you're actually enjoying this. And she's like, yeah, you've got me like wet as fuck. And I'm just like, I'm dreaming, aren't I?
Yeah, this, like, at this point, just I was sounds like, okay. So yeah, I've had a few crazy experiences. I won't say one like anything like this, but like when you're having those crazy experiences, your brain is just going like, this isn't real. I'm asleep. Like, this isn't real.
Yeah.
Like, this shit isn't happening. Especially not as like easy as that, where like they take the lead and do everything.
I think the internet cut out there for a bit. What did you say?
So the last thing I said was, especially not when it's so easy and they're taking the lead and all you,
you just
come along for the ride. You just don't fuck it up. Yeah.
Yeah. I forgot to mention as well, like, she actually smelled amazing. Like, I don't know if you've been strippers before, but you know how, like, strippers will have, like, a really strong but almost rare, like, perfume that they wear that literally, like, will hang on your clothes, like, for days, but it actually smells, like, amazing. Like, for some reason, you just don't smell that smell anywhere else. I don't know how they do it, what they do, but this is what this lady smelled like. And... yeah, I literally felt like I was just having sex with like a really hot retired stripper.
I mean, that's anyway, awesome.
I hadn't even got up to the sex part yet, but yeah,
eventually I had sex
with her. But yeah, so eventually she pulls me up like this robes, like takes off the rest of her lingerie, pulls me over to the bed, and yeah, I push her down onto the bed, and the husband like makes as if he's about to get up to like, you know, give us some room, but yeah, I guess he changed his mind because he just laid there basically like next to us. I'm like, I guess this is how it's going to be. So, yeah.
Was that distracting? Because I think that would have been distracting for me. But it sounds like at some point you just kind of like tuned him out.
Yeah, like pretty much. Because as well, like the Airbnb that I was staying at, I think it was a double or a queen size bed. So it wasn't even like massive. So literally I could reach out and touch him. At this point, if I wanted to.
High fiving.
Exactly.
Like fist bump.
But yeah. So yeah, I think basically at this point we started fucking, right? We just started having sex, like different positions and whatnot. And this is like, you know, for me it's like routine, right? Like it's just sex, but at the same time it's just like a whole different thing. Like there's some rich dude laying on the bed fully clothed next to me and not making a sound while I fuck his hot milfy wife. So that's the new bit about it. But everything else is just kind of like, okay, I've done this before.
I would give anything to be in his brain. And like, I'll ask you about this in a second if you're ever going to see these people again. But if you did, like, please ask him and be like, what's it like for you? Like, what do you think? I'm so fucking curious. Like, aren't you? Like, what the hell's in his head? Like, is he enjoying this? Is like.
Yeah, man. I wanted to know so badly.
Like, what the fuck is this shit? Like, I don't mean that in a bad way. It's more like what aspect of it turns them on? Like,
yeah.
I would love to dive deep in that shit and figure that out.
Yeah.
That's amazing to me.
Yeah, likewise. So, yeah, the sex was sex, right? And then that was over. But it was good sex anyway. Like, she was actually really good in bed.
Yeah.
And, yeah, so afterwards, like, the come down, like, we're all just kind of talking. And we're like, oh, yeah, that was really like it was really fun. Like, we should do this again if you're, you know, still in Melbourne, and yeah, if you're down for it. And I'm like, yeah, sure, it was fun. You know, you guys seem to be like cool people. Yeah, and that was pretty much it. So I, like, you know, dressed up, like cleaned myself up and walked out, and yeah, I was like, wow, I went through that and didn't die.
Yeah, you texted
me. I texted you.
Yeah. And you're like, I'm a real life bull, bro. Yeah. I just cut some guy's wife. Yeah.
Oh my gosh. I don't know if you saw that, because I think you replied in the morning, because you didn't even reply to my first text.
Yeah,
so
I replied maybe you were later. Sleeping already. That would have been bad.
Yeah. But the other mate that I texted, I called him when I left and I was like, yo, I made it out alive and actually did it. And he's like, yo, dude, like you're on another level.
I had a mate, dude. You're gonna know who, but I won't say it on air, but he's like the British guy that we used to be friends with in Melbourne.
Yeah, right.
And it was one of his fantasies. Like, he wanted to do this. He wanted to be the bull, but he just, like, never got around to doing it. So, like, you beat him. Was this...
Fancy okay, that, huh?
I have, like, so many fucking questions. Was this a fantasy for you? Like, was this something you'd ever thought about before?
Not really. Like, obviously, I've seen it before, but it wasn't, like, something high up on my list as, like, something I wanted to tick off or anything like that. But obviously, if it happens, then it happens.
Yeah. I feel like there's so many variables. Like, the way this happened was as perfect as it could have been for you.
Yeah.
Like, I don't think you could make it any more perfect. Like, the dude doesn't get involved. He doesn't fuck with you in any way. He just, like, lets you do whatever. He doesn't even make a sound. So he's not, like, distracting you.
Yeah.
The wife is super hot. The wife is super into it. They both take the lead. It's like so many things went right here. Like, this was as perfect as it could have been for you. And, like, they have absolutely done this before. Like, they must have done this a lot, right?
That's actually something I asked them in the come down. I'm like, so do you guys do this often? And they're like, oh,
dude, not really.
The last time we did it was 18 months ago with some German dude.
Okay, that's interesting to me. But the reason I said dude just there is because, like, everything you're doing is exactly what all the girls do that we sleep with. That's the question they ask all the time after sex. They're like, do you guys do this often? Like, every single time. It's so fucking interesting to me that, like, you're on the other end of it.
Yeah, literally, like, I'm on the other end of, like, your exact same situation. Yeah.
Fuck.
It was a flip.
Do you think, and we talked about this privately, but, like, for anyone listening, you're black.
Mm.
Do you think that had something to do with it? Do you think that was, like, part of the fantasy for them? Do you think they're like, oh, this black guy's going to come fuck my wife? Or do you think that's just like a happy coincidence? Because you said they banged some German guy, so maybe it's not.
Because, like, they said the last time that they did it was a German dude. So I'm not sure if it was just, you know, your Anglo-German or, like, another black German. Like, I didn't go that far into details. But, so if that was the case, then where that guy was also black, then, yeah. It must be a thing for
it
them.
It doesn't mean they always.
I'm not 100% sure. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. I'm not trying to be fucking dismissive here. You're an attractive guy. You know that. I tell you that all the fucking time. I tell you that every 5 minutes.
Thanks.
So it's not just that. But, like, I did wonder when you texted me and you're like, hey, I'm going to be a bull. I was like, oh my God, he's like the stereotype. Like, he's exactly. It's like, bro, could you just, like, fit the mold anymore? It's like attractive, black, young, muscular dude.
Yeah.
Fuck some white guy's wife. Yeah.
Yeah. But to be honest, like, all right, so I told you I'd seen this kind of thing before, like in porn, right? But whenever I saw it in porn, the dude would always be like 6'6", like muscly, but like 6'6", and like just basically a stud of a person, right?
Yeah.
So I'm like, I'm 5'10", I'm muscly, but I'm not like jacked.
Yeah.
So, you know, this is like out of the question for me. This is like out of the realm of like what's possible.
Yeah, that's a really good point.
I had, like, you know.
As in, wait, you thought that when you were, like, already on the, when you already had matched with them? Like, when you were already on the date?
No, like.
Or just in general?
Like, just in general, like, about life. Like, okay, I've seen this in porn, but I'm like, it's not something worth having on, like, my bucket list because it wouldn't happen to me anyway because I'm just not that studly or jacked of a man to qualify, right, for a couple that would want to fulfill this kind of fantasy. Like, I just didn't think I'll be, you know, on that level to make it on their list.
We could extrapolate and say, like, do you know how many people hit me up for that shit with, like, or hit me with that shit with, like, threesomes? They were like, I'm not the guy that has threesomes. And it's, like, exactly this point. It's, like, you don't have to be. You have some, like, idea of, it's almost like a caricature in your mind of, like, some perfect god who can, like, cuck other guys' wives and, like, all that kind of shit. And it's, like, nah, it's really just be in the right place at the right time. Just look decent, which you definitely do. You have good Tinder pictures. You're attractive.
Yeah.
And then just, like, in this case, it was don't fuck it up. But in other cases, it's play the numbers game. Like, just match with a lot of people, talk to a lot of women. Yeah.
Exactly. Exactly. So, yeah.
It's fucking crazy.
I was going to say something, but I forgot now.
Fucking crazy. That's all I got to say. I'm so glad you came. Like, thank you for coming on here. But, like, I just wanted to talk to you about this shit. And I'm glad we could do it, like, properly. Like, so rather than over text, it's not the same. But, like, holy shit.
Yeah, exactly.
Man,
exactly.
I can't believe you've done this. Like,
neither can I. I told you, like, it literally felt like yesterday where I stopped feeling like a dream. I was like, okay, you actually did that shit.
Do you have any... I mean, you're not exactly the expert, but you've done it once. Do you have any advice for anyone else who's like... I feel like it's hard to give advice though, right? Because this kind of just happened.
Like, yeah, I didn't go out looking for this or anything like that. It just happened. And I guess I was open to it, right? Like, I could have chickened out or be like, nah, I don't want to or whatever. But I was just like, I was open to it and let's see where this goes. And yeah. But everything else, I guess, that I've been doing up to that point allowed for this to be possible.
It's like,
so I guess the advice would still be the same.
Yeah, right? It'd be like self-improvement. It's like that thing that people always say where they're like, oh, you're lucky. And it's like, well, in order to be successful, you have to have luck, but you also have to have preparedness. Like, you have to fucking get your shit together, and then you put yourself in a place where luck can happen. Like, a lot of my lays have been luck. I would say, I don't know, 50% of them have just been dumb luck. Like, a lot of the crazy shit I've done has been, like, dumb luck. But you still made it happen. You still messaged her. You still didn't fuck it up. Yeah. There were 1,000 points you could have said, like, nah, I can't do this. I'm going to peace out. You could have said, like, I don't feel up for this. You could have said, I'm not 6'6". I'm not the right guy. I'm not what they're looking for. I'll do a bad job. This is too much pressure. Like, and a lot of people do turn that shit down, by the way. I think people don't, especially with, like, threesomes and shit, I think people don't realize how much they, even just getting laid in general, they don't realize how many opportunities they turn down. And then they'll just say, I'm unlucky. And it's like, not really. You had 1,000,000 opportunities, but you just either didn't take them all, didn't pull the trigger, or actively, like, fucked some of them up.
Yeah. Yeah. Exactly. So, yeah, it is what it is, I guess. As long as you're prepared, as long as you're actually putting in the work and playing the numbers game and just being open, I guess, to life experience, then, yeah.
Yeah, I feel like...
At that point, like, nothing's impossible. Anything could happen.
And that last point is probably the best advice we could give. Because, again, I'm struggling to, like... I shouldn't say I'm struggling. We have to think a little hard to, like, give advice given this kind of just happened. But the last thing you said is probably the best advice that I could give. It's, like, be open-minded. I can't tell you how many, like, weird sexual experiences I've had where a girl would either make a joke or she'd say something and I'd just be like, maybe we should do that. Like, there's one woman that I fucked at her workplace in the public toilets, like, in the lobby of her building. And that happened because we couldn't organize, like, to meet up. We were just both busy. She worked, like, evenings and I worked daytimes. And then she randomly, like, jokingly said, you could always come and, like, meet me on my lunch break. And I, like, jokingly said, but yeah, but we couldn't have sex. And she's like, yeah, probably not. And I was like, well, I mean, maybe we could go to a public place. And she was like, well, I mean, there is a toilet in my lobby, but, like, no way we'd do that. That's crazy. And then it happened. Because it was like preparedness, like you said, and keeping an open mind and not letting the hurdles get in the way. Like, in my case, it was like, for that one story, it was like I had to kind of make that happen. In your case, it was more like just say yes. Just keep an open mind.
Yeah.
Actually, I think people forget how much they say no, or they don't realize how much they're saying no. What were you going to say?
Yeah. I was going to say, like, this concept of just seeing yourself as kind of like a vessel. Right. Like, if you just see yourself as a vessel that's, you know, riding the wave and you just continue to ride that wave, then as long as you're, like, on the right path, then you end up in the right place somehow. Like, it seems for some reason, like, life tends to work out that way where, if you see yourself as a vessel and actually, like, build the vessel yourself into something worth, like, you know, worth meeting, worth getting to know, whatever, then shit tends to work out for some reason.
Yeah. This wouldn't have happened if you hadn't gone to the gym, you know, maintained a lean physique, worked on
your appearance. I was going to say that as well. Yeah. Like, probably, probably be big, right? Probably have muscle. That would help, definitely.
Yep. All of which is, like, absolutely fucking doable. I really like what you said about, like, a vessel. like building yourself up to be a badass fucking ship that you can just sail those seas. And then when random things do happen that seem like complete luck, you'll remember, I mean, yes, this is luck, but I put myself here.
Yeah.
Like if you hadn't done that preparedness work, if you hadn't worked on yourself and improved yourself, it's like you're not even, you don't even have the opportunity. It's like, exactly. I say to guys all the time, work on yourself, go outside, talk to a bunch of women. Some of them will accidentally say yes to you and you'll have sex and it will seem like a fluke, but it's like, motherfucker, you worked on yourself for several years. You went outside and talked to hundreds of girls. It's not a fluke. It's a fluke, but it's not really a fluke.
Exactly. Exactly.
Let's start wrapping up. This was a crazy fucking story. I'm incredibly like happy for you, but also just like confused as to like how this crazy shit happened. I guess I want to say, are you going to see them again?
Yeah, I was just going to say it. So okay, think I will at least one or two more times.
You have to.
I forgot to mention, like after the morning after it happened, I got a text from them saying like, oh, you know, last night was such a good time. I told the husband's name that, yeah, I'd like to see you again. So if you're down, then, you know, hit us up and we can have some more fun. And I'm like, nice. Yeah, sure. Sounds good. You know, why not? You're fit. Your husband seems cool and doesn't want to get involved. So it's like a plus for me. And yeah. I'm even thinking now, like, maybe this is how, like, I don't think you would consider this a threesome, right? So I'm like, okay, maybe I could use this situation and bring in like some other girl that I know.
Do it.
Body,
holy
right?
Shit. Holy shit. Do it. Do it. Do it, dude. Do you have any other friends with benefits at the moment? Are there other girls?
I had one, but
dude.
I'll try to figure something out.
This would be the craziest threesome story ever.
I reckon.
Like I'm cucking some guy's wife. And also, I have another one of my friends, another girl that's helping me cuck him.
Because like,
it's a dual cuck.
I'm not sure. Like, I was thinking, if I bring another girl in, like, would the husband then want to fuck this
yeah,
girl?
Yeah, that's what you got to figure out. Like, you got to talk about what you're happy with, what your girl is happy with.
Yeah.
You'd have to talk about this. Exactly. I would talk to the couple as well. I would say to them, like, hands off her. She's just going to touch the wife. I'd also ask him, like, are you okay with another girl? Is the wife even bisexual?
Yeah, I'm not sure.
Yeah.
These are all things I guess we'd have to figure out.
I mean, okay, here's you could do so much shit with this. Like, depending on what you're into and what you want to actually do, you could do something like you bring your girl, like make it a swingers thing, but you don't actually swap partners, more like a voyeurism thing. Like, you fuck your girl while he fucks his wife.
Yeah, that's another possibility. Yeah, exactly.
Just like, yeah, I don't know what you guys are into. Like, get your freak on. Try this shit. This is shit I've never done. So, like, I'm curious about this shit, too.
Yeah,
I want to live vicariously through you and see.
We'll see how it goes. Like, I got a text from her today. She's apparently coming back to, or they're apparently coming back to my city Monday. Mm-hmm. So, maybe this week we'll figure something out. We'll see.
Please, please, please tell me. I mean, you will anyway. I know you'll text me.
Yeah, I will.
Yeah. Maybe I'll do an update, like just myself or whatever. If you do anything crazy afterwards, I'll just say like, here's an update. He went into this shit. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think this is going to be a popular episode because I'm going to have a clickbait title. Like, my friend cucked some guy and fucked his wife. That's going to be the title.
Man,
you know that's getting clicks. You know that's getting clicks. Dude. Oh, that's sure, a dirty sure. fucking title, but I'm gonna run
for
with
sure.
it. So, yeah, is there?
I for sure, have to stay a month doing this. Now.
Is there anything you want to shout out? Other than Tinder, for getting you this way.
Yeah. So obviously, just last little bit of advice for everyone. Just look good and talk to girls. Like it's really. That's what it all boils down to in the end in terms of like this getting laid thing. Mm-hmm. In terms of like personal plugs, if you're on Twitter, then go out and follow Carnivore Sapien on Twitter. That's my alter ego where I talk a lot about Bitcoin and eating meat.
I've made a note. So Carnivore Sapien, I will put a link in the description below to that. Go check him out.
Yeah.
And thank you very much for coming on. This is like fucking hilarious to me.
Thanks, mate.
Very fucking hilarious to me. I like this story.
Thanks for inviting me, dude.
No, thanks for coming on. Right. Adios, amigos.